Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the teleconference dedicated to Unipetrol third quarter results. My name is Radek Němeček. I am the Investor Relations Officer, and I will be your moderator for today's call. The presentation for you will be delivered by Mr. François Auffleger, CEO of our company, and Mr. Petr Sosík, the Financial Director. Following the presentation, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. Without any further delay, I would like to hand over to Mr. François Auffleger, the CEO.
Good afternoon. My name is François Auffleger. I would like to handle two topics here. The first, briefly touch on the third quarter results, and the second one is the changes in the structure in Unipetrol, what it really means for both the company and the outside investors. So now first on the third quarter results. As you can see in the, as far as revenue is concerned, our Q-over-Q comparison shows a 5% below last year. One should be very careful because it means that there's a lot of intercompany transactions which lower the total revenue. But actually, we had an extremely strong quarter because also on a volume basis, our volume of products produced and moved was 10% higher than last year the same period. Margins also increased significantly, and that resulted in the 65% increase in EBIT quarter over quarter, with the current EBIT being 1.678 billion Czech koruna. And the corresponding increase of 76% in net profit of roughly 931 million koruna. The reason why I'm saying it's an extremely good result, because in these results are misled by the fact that we had, as a result of the sale of Spolana to Anvil, we had the a book write-off associated with the book value of the transaction at the Unipetrol level, and of 387 million koruna. Which resulted in a lowering of the net profit of 292 million koruna. So without these, that impact, which is a pure bookkeeping, and it does not reflect the really outstanding operational results we have, we would have had a 103% increase in the EBIT level and a 131% in the net profit level. Last thing which also impacted the net result, and Mr. Sosík will be touching base on you that, because of some clearly what we felt to be inaccuracies in the previous years, statements of Chemopetrol, we decided to take a write-off on the net profit level of 324 million koruna. It was related to a tax relief that we had. Tax shield we had, which we felt was not handled 100% properly, and as a result of this, we are writing this off. Whether we're going to try to and believe, there's good reason to believe that we will be able to recover this in the future. However, in good conservative bookkeeping terms, we believe it's important to be conservative here. So, all in all, a very positive operational result, which one thing is clearly. Indicator, all businesses, all affiliates without any exception showed gain and made a positive net profit, including Benzina, including Paramount, so these are very significant events. So that's a little bit on the third quarter results, which I believe is a very positive news. Then moving towards the changes in the corporate governance model in Unipetrol. Clearly, when I joined the company, I always compared it to a rather bureaucratic company, administratively a nightmare. And secondly, this country has many good features on the technology side of the house, operations side of the house, but clearly business finance was not always the most outstanding feature. So in order to address this, we made some drastic changes that will be implemented by January 1st of this coming year, 2007. In other words, we started implementation already 3 months ago and are in the midst of the execution of it. But this is the final, this is the formal announcement of it, where we're going to try to do on the structure to simplify, standardize and unify, so that to make it a very efficient, dynamic entity. And secondly, to have it focused on the key elements being in operations or business or other areas such as functional areas, in order to improve our functional excellence and to drive the performance of this company and transparency of this company. Last but not least, a great company cannot be a great company without great leaders. So we are tackling also at the same time the leadership and making very significant changes, both sourcing from inside as well as rock from the outside world, and all of that is actually being completed now. So I think there may be still one or two positions open in the company at the leadership level, but all the rest has been fully completed everywhere. The main changes that we will do is, first of all, separate the Chemopetrol sales and manufacturing, so that the Chemopetrol will be focusing only on operational side and operational excellence, and removing, consolidating the business side of the petrochemicals and agrochemicals, together with the wholesale activity which is currently in Unira, in one commercial entity. Also in that commercial entity will be what we call supply chain, which will be handling supply chain for the entire group, such as customer services, operations planning, logistic planning, and raw material procurement. So that way we will be able to leverage, we will be able to standardize, and we will be able to really optimize for the enterprise as opposed to individual units. And last but not least, in those business units, we brought in significant business leadership from outside the company, which will enable us to be more successful in the future. We also introduced the shared service concept. It's very familiar to most of you. I guess that we have a holding structure here which really doesn't leverage the size that we have. So this way we will be optimizing the back office functions. We will be standardizing it, we will be unifying it, we will be rationalizing it, and also by doing so we will be introducing very good control mechanisms, we will be having good segregation of duties and very good delegation of authority. And combined with that, we will also be moving authority down the organization. So that's going to be extremely important for success. We will be strengthening the corporate level, because we will be reinforcing what will happen on a corporate basis, those functions that need to be happened corporately, without introducing more bureaucracy. And last but not least, we will be eliminating a lot of the joint stock company concepts, which also will be eliminating a lot of bureaucracy, and moving them to limited liability company. And we'll also introduce the concept of good segment reporting, segment planning, that will enable us to focus here and align us with our majority stakeholder, the big and order. These are what I believe the most important changes that we will do. You will find a lot of the documentation on the changes in the material we sent to you. About the timing of it, the first and major step will be implemented by January 1st. By this time, we will have implemented the change from Chemopetrol, the focus only on manufacturing. We would have created the commercial unit, we would have created the supply chain for the enterprise shared services and the associated SAP connected to it. Then in the course of the first quarter, we will be changing all the entities from joint stock to limited liability companies, stabilize the whole chain. And as of April 1st, we believe we will be able to optimize in order to get the benefits and a lot of synergy value. By July 1st, we will also then implement the same changes in the two remaining companies, Benzina and Paramo. So that's in a nutshell where we are. All of this will be creating also a lot of management change issue, because we will only be able to be successful in this if we are able to energize and motivate the whole population in within our company. So what we see as benefit is really more dynamic company, able to react faster, to be better connected to our market, to our customers, to improve our transparency, to investor community, to all our stakeholders, to leverage our capabilities such as manufacturing and commercial capabilities, standardize the internal processes and introduce very strict control mechanisms, not quite to the extent of the solvinoxy, but we will try to get to very strict control and create a competitive and motivating workplace. That's in a nutshell what we're trying to do. This should enable us to at least achieve what we committed to the investment community as being the partnership synergies of 138 million euro by end of 2007-2008, a time frame that also believes that we can do better, much better than what actually we committed to. Okay? So this is from my side, the majority, so good results for Q3, and to make a drastic change to build on future growth. Peter?
Okay, so let me hand over to Mr. Petr Sosik, the Financial Director.
Good afternoon, my name is Petr Sosik, and I would like to brief you on the, let's say, financial side of the first year and the year to date. I would start building on the what Mr. Flager said. The first few results, also the year to date, means 9 months results, are extremely good. In spite of the fact that the revenues 3Q to 3Q 2005 decreased by 5%, which had been explained by the intercompany flows, definitely. Even such a good and positive result should be improved by two really dramatic write-offs or one-off. First one is the Solana, which is currently mentioned in the presentation as well as in the press release, which requires us for the time period, which we do not know that the impact would occur in the current year, to properly account it in the balance sheet position and also the P&L. And we are talking about the impact 387 million Czech crowns on the EBIT level. So counting back this one-off, it should be increasing level of EBIT by this amount, which would cause comparison 3Q to 3Q EBIT to 103% improvement, which is, I believe, extraordinary. Second one-off is the tax incentive relief from Chemopetrol, which very briefly, historical point of view, Chemopetrol received an incentive offer in the year 2001 with a set apart condition, definitely defined by the Minister of Finance and the legal framework of Czech Republic. Chemopetrol identified a lot of projects which should be classified within this tax incentive, and the overall impact which Chemopetrol could be applying to the statutory tax office would be around 1.9 billion Czech crowns within the old period. But till now, the Chemopetrol utilized only the tax deduction of 324 million Czech crowns between 2001 and 2005 year. And within the last several months, we asked several companies, including the state financial authority, as the other members of the Big Four audit companies, for their statement, which most of them said that Chemopetrol fulfilled the set-up condition and it fully allows and apply this tax deduction. But one of the opinions said that we or the management should be more deeply investigate this issue. So when we came up with the solution, we had two options how to proceed. First was the passive one, sitting and waiting if anybody will discover what happened. Second approach was proactive, saying currently we will pay back to the state the 324 million of the tax which had been decreased in 4 million. And then legally we will ask for claim back. This amount was already happening. So the positive message is that management decides goes by the, let's say, proactive approach and minimize any risk related to the penalties or any reputation harm whatsoever. Also, Mr. Flegers comment the partnership contribution, and I'm more than happy to say that partnership achievement within the main month of 2006 is 12%, 1-2% above the expectation. And most of the companies contribute heavily to this, like for example Unipetrol Refinery by 14% accession of the plan, Chemopetrol by 10%, etc., etc. And we are really talking about significant money improvement and delivery. Talking about the sales increase in the volume, I could say that positive results in most of these segments have been noticed, like light refinery product sales had been increased by 10%, especially in the gasoline and diesel sales when Unipetrol Refinery opened new distillation column chamber 11 end of the June 2006, which contributes and helps the short market, especially on the diesel. We also noticed positive sales development year to date on the petrochemical product sales. Even the ethylene units have been impacted by the throughput decrease for some really technical issue, which caused to really announce shutdown within the start of the October 2006. And last not least, the retail fuel volume increased rapidly as well. The retail fuel margins have been recovered from the former development as with the, let's say, seasonality development common in the Czech market. I think for the financial highlights it should be all for this current, and let me hand over to Mr. Nemeček.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Operator, we are ready to take the question.
Thank you. If you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. First question comes from the line of Wang Buring. Please go ahead announcing your company and location.
Hi, this is Brand Buring from Wooden Company in the Czech Republic. Questions regarding sales volumes, production volumes both in the refining and the petchem side of the business were quite high, as I see from the presentation. You also note in the text that actual sales in chemical petrol were low because of the refinery shutdown. Could you please, and the ethylene cracker shutdown, could you please maybe give us some idea about how actual sales will look both on the petchem and the refining side as a result of the maintenance shutdown in October?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This is Franz of Rotos, and I will also ask that the associates to compliment what I'm saying. Here was roughly about 2 weeks shutdown. Back on our earnings, we estimate we need to get to the real detail for over 400 million columns. That the negative impact is on that shutdown. Is that impacted? And as a result, all the associated products in Cesarepinevka. The 400 million is an impact on the total group, and it's split between Hemopetrol, Kalchuk, Polana, even Paramo and Cesarepinevka products. Anyway, that's the impact that you will see on Q4,
yes? Yes, definitely. If I may only one short commentary to that. The reason for the shutdown was really decreasing throughput and the production of the ethylene unit, which starts to impact the financial results since second or third Q this year. The first forecast of the gross margin impact caused by the lost sales volume production had been much more higher than it is currently now because of two major elements. The group, there was a coordination of the plant shutdowns in the other companies like Kaučuk, Polana and Paramo, which really helps a lot. Secondly, there was a really stock policy and where it was possible for, let's say, developing or production of the stock. However, this period it was happening. And last one definitely was opening period by 2 days, which impacts a lot for the ability of things. And secondly, what also we manage is to cover the, let's say, operational cost of the maintenance with current full year budget. So no extraordinary cost for this.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat, if you still have a question, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. So that's the number one to register a question if you wish to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a follow-up question from the line of Franz Boring. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a follow-up question with regards to the corporate governance program. You're going to be changing the subsidiaries and joint stock to limited liability companies. And if I understood correctly, the Benzina and Paramo are going to be treated this way as well. In July. Could you perhaps explain how you will deal with the minority shareholders in Paramo as a result of changing from a joint stock to a limited liability company?
Apologies, I should have been clearer. The changes, this was in the sake of several times to shortcut statements, this is always dangerous. Only where we have 100% ownership. That's where the ones we change it, unless there's a request for us to do differently. For instance, from Cesarepinevka, we received requests that they were interested in making the change as well. Now, I'm not saying this will happen because we need to go through many details to see whether that makes sense or not. But clearly, in the case of Paramo, what we will implement in Paramo is shared services. That will significantly enhance Paramo's position. With shared services, we can improve the cost efficiency of Paramo, which should be in the benefit of all shareholders.
Okay, thanks. That was then my poor reading of the graph here. If I could also ask, is it possible to to quantify the benefit that you'll generate from transforming from joint stock to limited liability companies?
Well, for the time being, we are very conservative. The only thing that we will, as a result of this, will be able to deliver on the original commitment of the partnership program, which says that by end 2007, beginning 2008, we will save 138 million euros compared to the 2004 conditions.
All right. Thank you very much.
That we, however, believe that this will unlock a significant more value to Unipetrol than that amount. But that's the commitment we make.
Yeah. Okay. Did it answer your question, Brent?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat, if you still wish to ask a question, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. So that's the number 1 to register a question. There are no more questions registered. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you, operator. That concludes our conference call. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your participation and your interest in Unipetrol. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact me. Thank you very much and goodbye.